bada,
oh, way a da ba da ba ba
da ba
da da ba da da ba da da da
da ba
da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da
da
da
da da da
da da da da da
da da
da da
da
da
da
da
da da
da
da da da da da
da
da da
Hey everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
How are we doing today?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm splendid, if you will.
Splendid.
Yes. I'm really excited, but I'm also swell. I'm excited for this.
Stupendous.
Swell
and also excited, right?
I'll go with stupendous.
We went with
swell.
Yeah.
We went with another S word. What did you say?
Splendid.
Splendid and stupendous, yeah.
Swell.
Alliterations. I love them.
Super.
I'm so-so. We'll go with that for S's today.
I see, yes, if you will.
Yes, I see, yes.
Listeners, how are you doing?
Yes, it's a...
Oh, that's cool.
It's a great day. Today is December 3rd.
2024.
At 12:38 p.m.
Yeah, it's 12:38 p.m. on December 3rd. This is an exciting day.
As you say, in the afternoon.
For so many reasons.
In the afternoon.
The first reason is today is the 30th episode of The Choir Corner.
Hooray.
Woo! Yeah, we're on our 30th episode. It's episode 5 or 6 of this year. I think 6 of this year. But it's the 30th total episode. So we've done
the
thing
sixth.
Now. Yeah. We've done the thing for 30 episodes.
30.
So it's very exciting. We have a sort of special 30th celebration later on today.
I was going to go to the gas station and get us some food. But we were busy all day.
We were busy, yeah.
That's okay.
So I was gonna message you guys and go like, "Are you allergic to chocolate or peanuts?" For future reference, are you allergic to chocolate or peanuts?
Nope.
No.
I'm not.
No. Do you like chocolate and peanuts?
Yes,
but
I
you
do.
Don't like peanuts.
But James Fitchie is allergic
in the room.
He's allergic to peanuts. Yeah.
So and Kalea.
Could we not have him in the room at all? You can. Okay.
But we better not throw him at him. Or anything
like that. Yeah.
Right. Also, today's very exciting because today is Tate Harmon's 14th birthday.
Who's that?
My youngest son. Tate's 14th birthday today. So I'm so excited.
Chat, happy birthday.
Yes.
Tate, are you listening? Do you listen to this podcast?
Tate listens to the podcast with me in the car. Like when I'm in the car and listening to the podcast, he listens. And most of the time he goes, "I don't want to hear your voice, Dad."
Yeah.
And he's like turning the podcast off.
Goodness.
So
it's not very Sigma.
But we'll make sure. That's right. That's right. We'll make sure he gets to hear the beginning of the podcast, though.
Yes.
You're
in your winter arc.
That's right. He's in his winter arc.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's in the eight ball today, Mr. Lockwood?
Well, we have a very special guest. She is in the room as well.
Oh my goodness.
So we'll see if she's paying attention. We have the inimitable Emily Meyergird, who is in the eight ball today. And and let's see if I put her in correctly. Emily, can you hear us?
Maybe.
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 She's got her fingers in her ears going, "I can't hear you."
La, 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 la.
That's such an Emily thing.
Did we have to get a smaller eight ball to put Emily in?
If your friends told you to jump off a bridge, would you?
Just wait, Emily. Yes.
Nope.
Emily is also in the room and live and in person and somehow also in the ball.
Yeah.
That's
how I was in person.
Yeah,
doesn't
things.
Make sense at all. So.
Yeah. That's crazy. Good. Yeah, it was very
so,
funny.
Emily, does this thrill you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I have a feeling she's going to be indifferent.
Yes.
Like
she's also
going
to be here for most of the podcast time. So every time we go to Emily, she's going to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
It'll be great. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Why don't you tell me about our social media and where we can find the podcast?
The socials.
The socials?
That could have been Gabe.
I think it's Gabe again.
That could have been Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been Gabe.
We believe. Alexis. Well,
Megan, go ahead with our socials.
Tell us about the socials.
You can find us on social media on X, TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook at Fremont HS Choir. So go follow up and keep up to date with the latest choir posts.
Yeah, we announced that on the radio this morning. We were talking about the...
On the radio.
The Facebook page on the radio this morning.
I missed that one. I heard the one about the wrestlers.
We were just before that.
Yeah. We were with Mrs. Wagner.
You were listening to the radio?
Yeah.
There's like a radio in the building?
Yes. No, like on her computer, she was playing 104.5, and then she was like, "Oh, I heard that the schools are..."
Forget you can play it online.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Tiger Time Tuesday.
Speaking of, I'll talk about the podcast. Obviously, you're listening to it right now if you're hearing this. But if you don't know, you can find it at The Choir Corner on Apple Music and Spotify, confirmed. We don't know about any other place, but send a comment to the podcast if you find any other place.
So yeah. Since you're listening, you should tell your friends to listen. And now you know where you can tell them to listen on.
Exactly.
The streaming services.
And subscribe to the podcast and all the things you do with podcasts.
Hit that bell.
Those things.
Ring that bell. Whatever, yes. Whatever you have to do to
the idea of the bell.
Subscribe. You can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify for sure. I don't really use Apple Podcasts at all.
Neither.
I use Spotify, so.
I love Apple Podcasts.
How does that work? Do you subscribe to podcasts on Apple Podcasts?
You just join them.
And you get notifications when a new episode drops and things. Perfect.
I don't actually love Apple Podcasts. There are plenty of things that I'm like, down with you, but I'm loyal to it because it's the easiest.
I get it.
Right.
So, hey, you said you can put comments in.
Yeah.
So.
You've got mail.
Natalia, for sure. Yeah,
definitely.
All right, well, we have two today. So one was posted 16 days ago and the other 8 minutes ago, which I think is funny. So the contrast.
Like, oh, got to get it in.
Yes. Yeah. So the first one is from Lila Gallatin, and her question to us four is there a most annoying color in your opinion?
I'd say orange. Orange is like so bright most of the time. You don't really like get oranges that are like toned down enough, and if they're toned down enough they're brown at that point. So it's orange for me.
Okay.
Yellow.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Yellow.
I don't like yellow. There are two reasons. When I was a kid, we had a game room downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And my parents thought my mom, whose name is Susan, was named after black-eyed Susans, the flower.
Stuff.
They're yellow. They have a black eye in the middle of them. And she's like, yellow is such a happy color. It's a black-eyed Susan. It's the best flower, obviously. So she painted the entire thing yellow, the whole basement. Just like walls, ceiling, everything.
Obnoxious.
And it was a lot.
That's a lot.
So I have this like sense memory about it. That's it's all right. Unfortunately, we're black and yellow here at Fremont High School. So
yes. Well,
we have that hallway.
Black and gold. They're black and gold. Yellow is the color that came to mind for me. It feels to me like yellow thinks more of itself than other colors. Like if you got a group of colors together, yellow would be the one that was the most arrogant.
I like this personification.
You know what I mean? It would be the one that was that had its nose the highest in the air, right? It would be the one that was concerned about the other people around.
And that's not my answer.
Oh.
I have two different. Okay, so annoying color, I'm saying white because white gets dirty so easily. And that is just really annoying.
Oh, I like
and
that.
Then,
yeah, don't buy a white car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I have a white car.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And which do you dislike the most? I'd say like maroon.
Whoa!
Maroon or like a turquoise teal.
That's right next to my favorite color.
Very different, but I'm just like, ew.
Whoa.
Like,
you dislike teal and maroon?
That's
wow.
What?
So like dark and gloomy?
She's like, these tertiary colors, I can't handle them.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm like, give me the bright spring, summer, you know, all of those.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you said the thing about yellow, because when I think of Megan, I think of yellow.
I love yellow.
Because I think of Joy from the Inside Out movie, and her and Megan, like, intertwine in my mind.
Yeah, you're a ray of freaking sunshine.
I agree with both those things. I agree with both those things, except that I don't think of her as yellow.
Yeah,
I think of her as pink. I think of her as something vibrant, something, you know. But yellow isn't the color I would go to.
Are you a pink girl?
I do like pink, yes. Yeah. But yellow is like one of my favorite colors because it reminds me of sunshine and happiness.
Yeah.
She says with the biggest smile on her face.
Right.
Emily, do you like yellow?
Gesundheit.
What does that? What does that mean?
Oh,
she just said bless
She's
you.
Allergic. She's allergic.
Yeah,
to
bless you.
Yellow. She doesn't like the sun. Apparently, she's wow.
So for our comment that came up 8 minutes ago, we have it from Mr. Michael Nichols, our
frequent commenter.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Past a guest.
Other guy.
His question was, "What is your favorite band?" Favorite.
Well, we know Harmon's.
Yeah, 311.
We've been over.
Yeah, 311 is my favorite band. Omaha band. They were. Just a couple of years older than me in the Omaha area. Graduated from Omaha Westside and Omaha Bryan, the members. And they performed all over Omaha when I was a kid. So I saw them for the first time when I was in middle school, like maybe eighth grade or something. And I've probably seen them 50 times.
Dang.
So they're my favorite band. They've been around for a long, long, long time. They just released a new album like 2 weeks ago.
Nice. What's it called?
Full Bloom was the name of the new album.
Well, then that's the last one.
Yes, right. Yes, right. Yeah, they are. They've been around for, I don't know, 30 something years. The second longest tenured band in American music history with their original members.
Whoa, what's still the first?
It's like UB40 or something like that. Yeah, the other parent teacher conference. It's UB40 or something like that. Something
with numbers.
Yeah.
I have three because they're so different. Uh-huh. Stuff. My favorite group of all time is Nickel Creek.
Yeah.
Because they're no one's ever heard of them, but they're the best. They are full of like virtuoso musicians, and it's just the best. The second one,
kind of folksy, yeah. Kind of.
Well, they do folk music, but I wouldn't. They're not really that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's not like.
That's what I know of them.
No, their whole thing is that they don't have like a box kind of thing. They do everything. That.
The Lighthouse song that you've shown me of Nickel Creek's is
beautiful.
One of my favorites.
Can you sing it?
One of my favorites.
Can you sing it?
No,
you'll have to go listen to it.
Yeah, it's this really incredible story about a lighthouse and.
What'd you say it's called?
And Nickel Creek is the name of the band. Yeah, it's absolutely worth listening to. And when you're listening, follow the lyric.
Yeah, you should
go through and listen.
Headphones in a quiet room somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's really beautiful. Really beautiful.
My second favorite band is a complete different thing. Is Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah.
I'm mentioning that. I know that's an easy pick, but you know, you're looking at me like you're confused.
Yeah, I don't know that band.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know Mannheim Steamroller.
I probably do know it.
Do you have Christmas in your house?
I mean, I have Christmas, but we're not huge Christmas people. Oh,
okay.
So.
Well, they're an Omaha band. They've been around forever, since the early 80s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're mostly Christmas.
Oh, that's probably why. My family's kind of full of Grinches. No offense to my parents.
It's like electronic-y and I mean, really heavy programmed music and really effects and the whole. I mean, if you see them in concert, I've never seen them in concert, but
you've never seen them?
Never. All these years. Can you believe it?
Is that you're like one of only 10 people in Omaha never seen them in concert.
Yeah, that's right.
That's impossible.
That's
from Omaha.
With tons of effects and lighting and the whole sort of thing.
And my third one is a mainstream band, which is Yellow Card.
Yellow Card.
You don't know Yellow Card?
I don't.
What? You guys are weird.
What? No, I was on you with
Emily, have you ever heard of Yellow Card?
Gazuntai.
She's allergic to Yellow Card. Allergic to Yellow Card and the color yellow.
It must be dusty in the eight ball.
Yeah,
because it's so small.
Yes, because we gave her the smaller eight ball.
They're like a punk rock group, stuff, but they have a violin.
Okay,
that's their cool thing, and they have a killer drummer. So I just
Yellow
like
Card.
Yeah,
I like a band called Our Last Night. They're kind of a cover band. They do a lot of covers, and they have a killer drummer as well.
Yeah,
who I'm certain, like as a side job. He's like an assassin. Like, that's who he is.
His spare time.
Just incredible. Just incredible.
Why do you think slaying he's an assassin? People?
Just the way he plays, you know, how he looks, that kind of thing.
Slay. Very, that was really funny.
Different kind of slay.
Megan, what about you?
Okay. I really don't listen to like music that I would say it's written by like bands or performed by bands. I'm more like a solo artist. But so the only. Band that I can think of that I enjoy listening to is the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah.
So country.
Also really good.
Because I love country.
I saw them live
big
in Omaha maybe 10 years ago,
9 years
ago, something like that. Of course, at that point, the only song I knew was Chicken Fried.
Yeah.
And they played it, of course, but they played a ton of other stuff. I couldn't believe how good they were.
Yeah.
I mean, just how incredibly tight. Just incredibly skilled.
I think we would agree. You and I don't like country music.
Not really.
Really at all.
No.
But if they're good though.
Yeah. Right.
We're like I really like appreciate what they're doing.
Exactly right. Yep. That's exactly.
Man,
that's
they can play. Exactly they can sing.
Also, when they can do it live, like if I don't know, you can be a good singer, but if you can do it live too, that's just extra like.
Yeah.
You know, extra layer of icing on the cake.
To a concert where I can tell most everything is tracked or the majority of things. I'm just like, why did I even come?
Yeah. Yes, right. Yes. I can listen to this at home.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. I've got
to look it up.
A couple. I was like looking through because I was like, what is my favorite band?
Who do I like?
And then it snapped twice when you were talking. I got two, or I four. but I've got two that are basic. I've got a controversial one, and then I have like a underground one or like a band.
Yes, okay. We'd love to hear.
So I've got, I'm just telling you. I'm not.
Set up.
Okay. I've got Weezer because I unironically love Weezer. Yeah. I love Weezer.
Ironically love them?
No.
I do not ironically.
I unironically love them.
Oh, unironically. Yeah, good. I love them.
I love Weezer.
I think they're great. Yeah, I think they're great.
If I'm like in the car and I like need something to bump me up, I always listen to Weezer.
Yeah,
I love Weezer. Whole album, no skips. Yep. Sublime.
No snips.
Sublime.
Yeah, I got into Sublime like maybe like a year or two ago. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with Sublime.
I really like Sublime. I like the lead singer of Sublime a lot. I really like him as a singer. When I had kids, I had their big album was from 95 or whatever. And it's a little bit not what I want my kids to listen to. Okay?
Yeah.
So when I had kids, I decided I was going to cut Sublime's CD out of my life and literally took it out of my CD player as I was driving down the road and threw it out the window.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It had been in your CD player for 3 years.
It had been in my CD player for a long time. I took it out and threw it out the window.
I have a CD in my car. I'm scared for my CD now.
Yeah.
Because
I like Sublime too.
Here's my controversial one. I've loved them since I was a kid. Panic at the Disco.
Oh, I love Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, they make like punk, or it's not even like punk rock. It's like, they're not even emo rock either. They make great music. I love them. They made High Hopes, which the newer albums I'm not into, but all their old albums, I'm like, take me away, Lord. And then this.
You're like, it's nothing. Nothing more to see here. Yes, I'm done. Yeah. Yeah.
Bye. We're good. I saw them on a concert when I was like an eighth grader, maybe even younger. Oh my goodness gracious.
In this vein, I also like System of a Down, I should mention.
Yes!
Is that your fourth one?
No. Really I fun. Don't have that written down, but that's a great honorable mention.
Gosh, they're good. Man, honorable like Serge Tankin can really sing. Holy
System
buckets.
Of the Down. Yeah. Oh my God, the Foo Fighters. Honorable mention, because that's not on my list.
Let's just name every band.
Yeah, let's just name every band ever. Ones, yeah. I love Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Me too.
Sorry. Eagles as well. That's my third album.
Eagles are good.
Yeah. Yes.
Also
okay.
Great.
My last one. My cousin showed me this a cappella group, the Nor'easters. They
never
sing. Can't even remember the song off the top of my head for some reason.
A long
I'm
title.
So I'm so flabbergasted.
Still, still going. All
sorry.
The way to flabbergasted.
Sorry. I don't. Yeah, what
I,
is the
I
song
think
called?
The Nor'easters are a college a cappella band from like Yale or something like that.
They're amazing. What is the song?
Yeah, a lot of them
the
are
end something like of that. Love. I was in New York 2-3 years ago, and it's all I would listen to. And I'd like cry listening to them, like looking at the beauty of New York. That was like my thing.
Who's your favorite solo artist? You started to say
oh,
that.
Oh, my. That is such a hard question because I'm like, what genre? But at the moment, definitely Megan Maroney. Have you heard of her country
yes!
singer? Yes. And I'm not a bandwagon. I've been listening to her. For a long time before she got popular.
Let's get this straight.
So, yes. He's Megan Maroney. I saw her in concert last May, and I started crying. I was like, this is embarrassing. What am I doing here, Megan?
Man.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
I love it.
That's my answer.
Epic.
I love it. Yeah. Good ones today.
That's thank you for number. Commenting.
Oh. Yes.
Red cards, green cards. Oh.
How many were taken?
8. You can draw from those as well. Who won the last game? Was it Harmon?
Yep.
With a whole bunch of words, right?
I think he had the ones that
I had crazy and crunchy. Yes.
Crazy crunchy.
I always listen to the podcast, the previous one, like the day of or the day before, so I remember like, what the heck did we do last time? Yeah. Kind of thing. Since you won, Harmon, would you like to go first?
I would.
Listeners, we're going to play our game with red cards and green cards where we put words onto other words and we laugh. That's my description
laugh
of how this game works.
Fun.
What is your word, sir?
My word today is tricky. Tricky.
You guys hear how I cut this segment pretty liberally?
Yes.
No, yeah. I did not hear.
It was.
Well, you guys
tricky.
Don't listen to the podcast.
Okay, here are my answers.
That's epic.
There's a lot of sitting around. Yes.
Yes.
I have two of like that are very close.
Oh my.
Tricky. Okay, my word is tricky. The answers are show choir.
Tricky show choir.
Musical.
All right.
And singing in Italian.
Oh, they're all
oh
like
God.
Things
yeah,
we could do.
Different kind of tricky things.
Yeah.
We got a theme, kind
of. Because of where we are in our lives, I'm going to go with musical.
Wow. Yay, that was me. I didn't even think that was that great.
I'm going to go with that. Just nice because we're around musical.
Here, I'll take the trash.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right. Do I need to keep this
one? Yeah, no, I'll take that
download,
one.
Or download. Discard those. All right, clockwise. My word is crooked. It could be legitimately crooked or like they're bad dudes.
Bad dudes.
I have a really funny one for this, but I feel like this, whatever.
Here, you get that to Lockwood?
Go for it.
Yeah.
All right, we got crooked. This one comes up a lot. Harmon pausing to think of a nice way to say something. It's crooked, evidently. Alexis Frank, former host, is back. And then Eric Whitaker.
Eric Whitaker.
Alexis Frank, if you're listening, you're crooked.
Yes!
You are crooked.
You're the biggest, Alexis Todd. The biggest crook. I don't know. I'm just picking that one.
Or you have scoliosis. Yeah. One of the two. Those two things.
You chose pretty highly crooked of Eric Whitaker. Over bombastic?
I thought about bombastic. I even wrote that down. That was my...
Bombastic is an awesome word.
Sure. I like her shock. You chose crooked over take bombastic?
That's because bombastic is an awesome word.
Okay.
All right, Megan, pick a card. Any card.
Let's do dainty. Is one of the other words demure?
No.
Cutesy, even?
Dainty, slow, and glacial are my words, but I picked dainty.
Hmm.
Dainty Matt Canales, the former host.
Definitely dainty.
What did we do with Matt?
Very
he was crunchy.
Small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orchestra kids, which I get. You have to be like, very, I feel like it's like,
I was an orchestra kid. Playing.
Do that again.
Singing in the car. My singing in the car is not dainty. It's more like crackly. Like,
yeah, that's right.
That was really good.
Okay. Matt is funny, but Orchestra Kids is probably the funniest and
yes,
the most
is.
Accurate.
Yes, it is.
Have you all gotten one?
Harmon gets it. I haven't gotten one
yet. Oh, yeah, because we've only went three.
All right, one to everybody except for me.
Could I have a green card? My arms are very short. My word is picky.
Picky.
Picky. Okay, here's our words for picky. I forgot for some reason. Pianist, or pianists, if you will, and stagehands, and ticketing software. Oh, that's funny. Sorry.
I'm glad the ticketing software has come up. I had a special vendetta against it.
Yes?
Go like, ah, oh, you
We
thing.
Found a box just full of ticketing software, completely to the brim with ticketing software. Is it five?
Bye, ensemble.
I'm going to say five. Ticketing software. That's
yay, that's me. Wow, I'm doing good today.
Okay, today's word, my second word, is durable.
Durable. Durable. Oh. Emily, are you feeling durable?
Maybe.
She keeps looking because she thinks she's talking to you. You're talking to her.
I know.
She keeps leaning over.
What are you talking? Emily, you haven't committed to anything yet.
Hi, Angie.
What is that? For what?
Oh, and another Meyer girl.
Yay! Surprise guest. We have a surprise guest today.
Hello.
Angie,
come say hi.
Come say hi.
Special guest.
Well, hello, everybody.
It's Angie Meyergird.
Hi, Angie.
We have Emily in the Magic 8 Ball today. So,
yeah, no,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
There she is. And now we have Angie.
Well, hello.
On the podcast. How are you today?
I am good. How about you guys?
We are spectacular. Do you want to play red cards, green cards with us? This round, I'll let you choose. I need one more red card.
Oh. Doing durable. Here you can
the word is durable. What do you think is the most durable?
Oh, what do I think is the most?
I already got yours, right?
Yep.
Durable.
Oh,
out of here.
Right? Yep. The written in ones.
The oh, the written in ones. Yeah. Oh, I got one.
Yeah, you guys are going to be on your own because I'm doing
something
this
something durable, huh? Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so our options are for durable, my folder.
Oh,
those
yes,
are true.
It is.
Those are old.
That is so
public
true.
Speaking. And CDs.
Oh, CDs are really good crafting items.
The answer is my folder.
Yay!
Right now,
I
because
won!
Yeah,
I haven't won a game of this.
The answer is my folder because they are so not durable.
I got CDs.
I just told a story about a time that I threw a CD out the window of my car while I was driving to
rage quit. So I got was, CDs yeah. And I was like, "That's so."
That
funny.
Was you who put
yeah.
CDs in.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah.
Like eyeballs.
Yeah, you can make eyeballs or
oh,
sun
yeah.
catchers. I mean, I don't know.
Wow. Angie, do you have a, if you could identify a color as the most annoying, could you identify a color as the most annoying color?
Well, as a nurse, I would have to say green.
Oh, sure. As a nurse, I could understand. Green is not a color you want to see very often.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Okay. Megan won.
Megan did.
Won.
Yeah, Megan won. And how about, do you have a favorite band? Wait time.
Yeah.
I am actually, my kids don't really have me in a band. Like it's got to be Lizzie McAlpine is who they've got me listening to. And I know it's not a band, but.
Awesome.
That's okay.
That's who they've got me listening to.
We talked about a solo artist being fitting the bill also. Are you from the Omaha area?
Me? No, I am from Sioux City.
Okay. My favorite band is an Omaha-based band, so I didn't know if you would know who they are.
Well, what is the band?
311.
I actually looked them up after your last podcast.
Ah, yes.
And I really do like them, too.
Yes.
So, yep.
All right. Welcome to the podcast.
Well,
thanks
for
joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
I will return this back to its owner so that I can go and, you know, be an adult and run errands.
Oh,
wonderful.
Wow.
We're going to be adults here.
Thank you.
See ya, Angie.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Yes,
don't cut
absolutely.
That part out. Let's keep Angie.
No, I'm keeping it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Keep Angie.
All right, our next fun game is...
Question everything.
Emily.
Also Emily.
Emily Moreno.
It's that Emily.
I don't know.
It's that Emily?
We should ask Emily in the Magic 8-Ball if she thought it was cool that her mom was here.
No chance.
Oh.
No chance.
Oh,
my goodness.
Wow. Took a stance.
No
That's
chance.
That's crazy.
But you think your mom herself is cool, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah,
right. Makes up
but
for
no
it.
Chance if she was at school.
Makes up
I have
for
to,
it.
I have to go get something here real quick. Keep going. I'll be right back.
All right. Okay. Alexis, what is our first thing today?
Oh, here, let me explain question everything, just in case you're listening to episode 6 for some reason first.
It's first, yes.
Yeah, first for some
just
reason.
Just jumping right in.
No, I love it. Okay, so question everything, I'm going to think of a word. I already have a word in mind, so. And then everyone else is going to ask me a yes or no question, which I could only answer yes or no. And I'm going to tally every question you ask, and whoever gets the least amount of tallies wins.
20 questions.
20 questions.
Nice.
20 questions. As many questions as you want.
All right. Give us a category.
I don't know. Nebraska choir? Nebraska related?
Nebraska choir related?
Yeah.
N-M-E-A.
Is that your
Is
first
that
question?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Allstate.
But
Nebraska Allstate.
Yes, as well, but there's a but on that.
Allstate choir. Nebraska Allstate Choir. NMEA Nebraska Allstate Choir.
You're just saying the same thing. There's more on to Allstate.
And band and orchestra and jazz band.
Are you talking about the conference? The conference clinic part? All of that?
No. It's... Oh, sorry.
That was me.
Oh, I thought that was me. I was like...
Ga-dong.
Can you give us some guidance here as we're... You
yeah.
Know, is it
it's
yes
all,
or no?
It's Allstate. You're correct on Allstate, but there's more onto that. Like how we had like senior gifts, except it was a specific one. So it's something you do for Allstate.
Auditions.
Yes. Look at that. That was so much...
Allstate auditions, was it? Okay. Yay.
Oh.
That was so much easier.
How many guesses was that? 3 or 4?
It's because my other one took forever, so maybe that it was better that that was
easy. Yeah.
Now I understand what you were getting at. Okay.
Emily, how you doing?
No chance.
Oh.
No chance, she says.
No chance.
As she walks by smirking.
Yeah. So. I'm thinking of one. I don't have one yet. Anybody else have one?
I do have one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is, we'll say choir room decoration.
Oh, we do this
is
a lot.
Is it in the room right now?
Yes.
Has it been put up in the last... year, because we had the renovation. So let's say, like, was it new in the last year?
New in the last year?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But it was put up again in the last year.
Oh, it'd have to have been.
It'd have to be. Don't answer that question.
Two years, I guess.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Was it a senior gift?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it hanging on a wall?
No.
Oh.
Is it in a box somewhere?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Is it
the ties?
It's the ties.
Oh, my goodness. I'm too good. Sorry.
You were like, did it get put up in the last year? And I was like, well, no.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were like, no. I think you would have gotten
it. I brought the ties up on another one.
Well,
so I've been hoping for the ties.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you have one, Mr. Lockwood?
I'm still thinking. Okay. That was too quick.
Too quick.
Right there. The ties were
right
there.
Yeah,
missed them.
Yes.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
It's some kind of music activity.
Do we do the music activity?
No.
Is it like an event that you participate in? Like an activity?
Okay. Is it improvisation?
No.
Okay. Is it like improvisation?
No.
Yeah, I think you just asked the same question twice.
Very much planned. Yes.
Oh, very much planned. Okay.
A planned.
Oh, it's a music activity. It's a thing you do in music.
A flash mob.
No.
Gosh darn it, Megan.
That's funny because it's quite planned, although it looked made to look spontaneous. Yes. Right.
The thing I'm caught on is that we don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So choreography? It's not a, you know.
It's not choreography.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This, well, that, for you, this should be a big hint.
It's not, it would be a big hint?
Yeah.
Oh, are we talking about show choir?
It's show choir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, we have that.
Just generally.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Not planned show choir.
It's definitely planned.
However, it's spontaneous show choir.
Yeah,
improv
show choir. Yeah, it's just stand up. Musical stand up.
I love spontaneous show choir.
That would be rough.
Interpretive dance.
So then I said.
That'd be so funny.
So then I said, what's the deal with this?
Sorry, that really got me.
It's my Jerry. All right, team. All right. Our next fun thing is, gosh, I have too many up. Our next fun thing is
choir concert.
Emily.
That one is Emily. I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe the number 12 was not Emily. Maybe it was a different Emily. Folks, we have a choir concert coming up, and you should come to it. It's this coming Sunday. This will be released before this Sunday, December the 8th. 2:30 in the afternoon. 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Here at the Nell.
Yes.
In the auditorium.
Yeah.
And the choirs will sing. It'll be TB choir. It'll be SA choir. It'll be the third block choir. It'll be first block choir. Cadence is going to sing. I don't think the Accidentals are singing.
The Accidentals are not.
Okay.
And Cadence at this point is still in the air, but we'll see. We're hoping.
We're going to catch it.
It's going to be great. Kind of a winter concert.
Chorale.
With we'll a lot of different things. Oh, and chorale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we got a bunch of things planned for it, and it's going to be great. Just a fun little afternoon of music. It's free. You don't have to pay anything to come. Just show up. Bring your whole family. Fill the Nell.
Pack the Nell.
That's right.
You know, like the they say, like, to come to sporting events.
Yeah, pack
be
the Nell.
Be there or be square.
That's right.
All right, our next fun game is...
Well, hold on. All City Chorus will also be performing at the,
I was just
at
kidding.
The concert. one thing on their own, and then something with choir. We're doing a thing, All City Chorus and choir together, which will be fun.
So excited. Those are always my favorites in the concert. Yeah. I don't know why.
A little bit of instrumentalists on that thing, and choirs and antiphonal singing, one in one of the front, one in the back.
I do want to say this is the most prepared I feel for the All City Chorus like singing, because the last 2 years that I've been in varsity choir, every time I'm like, I don't know what I'm singing.
Yeah,
I'm
we're just kind of putting things together at the end to give
this
them a
one,
chance to sing.
I feel very prepared for.
It'll be Holly and Jolly, so you don't want to miss it.
That's Holly and Jolly.
Yes.
When I was a youth director at a church once, I had at the same time, I kid you not, kids who were named Holly and Ivy, not related, but had both a Holly and an Ivy at the same time, which is funny because there's the song.
A Holly and the Ivy.
Holly and the Ivy. It's in public domain, so I can sing it.
That's right.
Yes.
And so we certainly made them like the MCs of the Christmas program that year.
Yeah, right.
And so it was just the butt of
every
joke. Hey, Holly. Yeah, Ivy.
Yeah, right. It's a great tune. It's a beautiful little Christmas tune.
A good one.
For somebody who doesn't love Christmas tunes, I like the Holly and the Ivy.
Yeah. Do you like Christmas tunes, though?
Given
the right time of year.
Yeah. Christmas tunes wear thin on me quickly is my... That's the stock answer.
Harmon hates Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a Grinch.
I spend so much time with Christmas music when I work on Christmas music in choirs. It's, you know, it's like the idea when people ask me, but, you know, what kind of music do you listen to? You know, that kind of thing. Well, I don't really listen to that much music because I spend so much time.
You never went to a Mannheim Steamroller concert.
Never went to a Mannheim Steamroller concert. Right.
Down with music.
Does 311 have a Christmas album?
311 does not have a Christmas album.
Fake band then.
No.
Whoa. Whoa.
You watch what you have to say.
You hold your
You change your tone.
Voice.
Yes, right.
For the listeners, they are currently fighting, fist fighting.
Yes, I am close to you and I can reach you.
For the listeners, they are in a square box and they're being announced by corner.
I am close enough to reach you from here.
All right. What were we talking about? Oh, holiday music. Christmas music.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
I forgot.
I also absolutely love Thanksgiving. and that time of the year, the season. And so Christmas has encroached on the greatness that is Thanksgiving, I think. So Christmas needs to just back off. You have your place. Calm down.
I feel like right? if just Thanksgiving just had more songs.
You know what? I heard somebody say that the other day. You know, and there's some validity to that.
Yeah. I agree
if Thanksgiving had some really great bangers, you know, we'd be like, now we're in.
Every year I'm like, oh, we just got everyone's favorite. Gobble, gobble, that, yum, yum.
That having been said, Thanksgiving doesn't, Thanksgiving doesn't have the political, you know, social machine that Christmas has pushing its narrative. So back off, Christmas.
Yeah, right.
I've never agreed with you so much in my life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, people can say whatever they want. I think Die Hard's a Christmas movie. It has all the same elements of a Christmas movie that Christmas movies have.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie. And Spider-Man 1 is a Thanksgiving movie.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, it takes place at Thanksgiving.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, he's got the Norman Osborn's cutting the turkey.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
I never knew that because of Christmas movies. Because
Christmas movies are, by the way, I never got to watch Spider-Man at Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thanksgiving for me is like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's the Thanksgiving.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's very
football.
Funny.
I just think of the Charlie Brown. I love Charlie Brown's.
Me too.
Thanksgiving.
Me too.
The sandwiches.
Yep. On Black Friday, we always watch The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Ah,
that's
yes,
that's the one that I love and stuff. The extended, like the theatrical release one, the one with
Christmas
the song.
Movie.
Yeah.
In the middle, you have to go into Disney Plus and go into the extras, and there's a different version of the movie.
Ah.
Which has the song, which comes back at the very end of the thing. When love was gone, that one, you know, it's also in the middle. So it's like, kind of doesn't really make sense at the end. It's like, where'd this song come from? Because it was cut.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then it's now put back in.
It's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Now I can watch Christmas movies. Now we'll watch Muppet Christmas Carol. We'll watch Love Actually. And we'll watch, you know, all the great Christmas movies. But
my mom's trying to get me to watch Seven Nights. I don't remember what it's called.
I don't know.
The one with Adam Sandler. It's like trending on TikTok really bad. She's like, that's the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I was like, oh my goodness. So I need to watch that one. I'll tell you how it is next time on the podcast.
Emily, you like Christmas?
No chance.
What?
No chance.
Wow. I think that's a lie.
Emily.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, she's a cringe. Okay. lastly today is...
Today's topic,
which I suppose is that it is the 30th episode, of the podcast. So
that's true.
It's we thank you, listeners, for being with us in this journey. We don't have a lot to say about this necessarily, but
I have some thoughts though. About
he's got
30s.
Some thoughts. Oh gosh,
do you know that 30 days ago? Okay, we're talking about 30s.
Did we skip true facts?
Yeah.
What happened to facts?
Oh, it didn't even get up there.
Oh my goodness!
Did you have true facts today?
Yeah, but that's fine.
Oh, I didn't get it up there. I'm sorry.
We'll have to. We'll put
What's
it back.
What's wrong with us?
We'll push it back.
Let's do this first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about 30s. 30 days ago was November 30th, or November 3rd, excuse me. We had not yet done Choral Collaborative. We had not yet had the Nebraska Music Educators Association. We had not had Thanksgiving, right? And we had just come off Halloween weekend 30 days ago.
Wow.
Does that feel like it was way longer ago than 30 days?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
November was slammed.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It just feels like it was so much longer ago than 30 days. Okay. 30 months ago. 30 months ago.
That's good.
We had just finished the first school year post-COVID. 30 months ago. June 2021.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. We just finished the first school year. The school year we did with masks. 30 months ago.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Good times.
30 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Right now, in the middle of right now, I was getting ready to finish the first semester of my senior year of high school.
Wow. We weren't born 30 years ago.
June of 1994. This would have been December 1994.
I was now in second grade.
I was finishing the first semester of my senior year.
We're finishing the first semester of our senior year.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
We were in the same place, me 30 years ago.
Yeah. Right now, 30 years ago.
I lied. Third grade.
Yeah. When I was 30 years old, it was the year 2007.
You're going to go
30s.
Decades now? 30 decades.
30 decades. I did not go to. Yeah. I just went to
just
30 years.
Centuries.
Yes. I just went to.
3 eons.
30 decades. That's a weird number.
I was gonna do 30 minutes, but then I was like, "Eh, that, we don't care."
What
about
do we
that.
Do? 30 minutes. We were doing this.
Yeah, but 30 days ago, we had not yet done the Choral Collaborative concert. We had not yet had Allstate. We had not yet had Thanksgiving, and Halloween weekend had just happened. And 30 months ago, we were just coming out of our first school year of COVID.
Bye.
So there's our interesting 30 facts I thought today. True facts.
True facts. That will.
Do you have some true facts today?
I do have some true facts.
Tell us about true facts today.
Yeah, let's go for it. Oh, well, maybe I should do my thing.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
True facts.
Our next fun game, we're going to come back to this one. This middle game is...
True facts.
All right. I have some facts for us today.
Great.
I have three. So the first one is the oldest person to have ever lived whose age could be authenticated was a French woman named Jeanne Louise Calment. Calment was 122 years old when she died in 1997.
Wow.
122 years old. That is a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I would only want to live that long if I felt good.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that feels like 40 years too long. You know what I mean? It's just
like the 18.
Have you seen that thing with Jonathan the Turtle? It's the oldest. He's like 188 years old or something, whatever and stuff. And they're like Jonathan the Turtle was alive during slavery and did nothing. God, Turtle.
Jonathan.
Wow. Yeah, man, you just let that happen, Turtle.
For our next really
122. True.
Yeah.
She's alive. She born 18.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, what would that be? Oh my goodness.
Like 1875.
That's so
yeah.
long.
Yeah. Yeah,
the water
I mean,
must be
1875. Am I right about this? Is 1875 pre Civil War? Was it the Civil War in the 1890s?
What's the war of 1812 and then 1880 something? I don't know.
1875 is pre-Civil War,
well,
I think.
She's French, though, right?
So well, yeah, but when we were just put it in context.
Yeah, but they helped us.
You know, I just put it in context when you think about like what was going on in the world.
Emily, do you know when the Civil War was?
No chance.
She's taking...
That's what we're saying.
I mean, George Washington died in 1799. Yeah. So I'm just trying to put pieces together. I think... Or like maybe it's like the 1860s.
Let's find out.
The Civil War might have been in the 1860s.
Someone in their car listening right now is screaming at us.
Screaming at us. That was one of our history teachers. Like,
you didn't know.
How did
you
know this?
No, I don't want to donate now. I already donate. 1861 to 1865.
Oh, no. Well, she's a little after.
So she was born 10 years after the Civil War ended.
Dang, girl. You old.
I mean, when you think about the Civil War, it feels like it was so long ago, right? Of course. We feel that way a lot about a lot of American history, and none of it's all that long ago.
No, we do but not. Outside. We have not spent nearly enough time and do not have our poop in a group.
But yes,
and,
right.
So, you know, right. You always want to have it in a group.
Yeah, you wanted to. Yeah.
Ducks in a row.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know.
Hold your horses.
That's right.
I don't like poop in a group.
You don't like that?
No.
You don't like the statement or you don't like the physical idea?
I don't either. I don't like the word. Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
You don't like the word poop in a group?
I don't like the term poop.
It's cute.
It's
cute. It's not. It's demure.
It's
mindful.
Mindful.
It's mindful.
Yeah, yeah, it's better to have it all together.
Absolutely mindful, right? You don't need poop scattered
everywhere. All over everywhere, yeah.
Get it all in a group.
Stop explaining it. Let's continue
with
your
that being
go
said.
Go on, Megan.
our next true fact true about poop. Yes.
Is the heart of the blue whale, the largest animal on Earth, is 5 feet long and weighs 400 pounds. The whale in total weighs 300,000 pounds. A blue whale. I would not want to get in a fight with that thing.
No.
That's as big as
well,
me.
Well, unless.
No, they're massive, yeah.
Unless it was like on the street. Then you're going to win.
True. Oh, yeah.
A 300,000 blue whale. Pounds blue whale.
Not if it just,
out of the water.
Not if it just rolls over you.
That's a good point.
True. Just take it out of your house.
But you're a little less in danger than if you were underwater.
I don't know.
Blue whale.
You know how,
I'm fighting let's, a whale.
That'd be a good, how fast can a blue whale roll on land?
Yeah. You got to put a blue whale in jeopardy at that point.
So JJ does like dinosaur stuff at the library all the time because dinosaurs are awesome. She's a children's librarian. And always, she's like, always there's some kid who thinks that the T-Rex is the biggest animal that's ever lived.
Right.
And she's like, no, it isn't. In fact, it's not even the biggest dinosaur. Like, it's like the blue whale. And the kid's like, nuh-uh. Yeah.
Like,
I don't know why. And it's multiple kids. She's like, they're all convinced that the T-Rex is the biggest
animal. She needs a blue whale to roll over on one of those kids.
It's neither the biggest.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Fine. Don't say that.
You don't think so?
No.
Steamroller.
She can't roll over the whale anyways because it's so big. Their heart is, oh, my goodness.
400 pounds. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Megan, carry on. I'm sorry. We're running out of time.
It's okay.
I mean, five feet,
and I'm 4'11".
Yeah.
Yeah.
My final true fact is the longest fingernails ever were over 42 feet total and belonged to American Diana Armstrong. She was officially recognized as the world record holder in March 2022. The previous record was held by American Lee Redmond with fingernails over 28 feet in total.
Now that's gross.
That is disgusting.
100%. And here's the thing.
You can't play piano?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, two Americans, like this is a thing we have to do, first of all. Second of all, the first one was 28 feet.
She doubled it. 42, but it says in total. So my guess is maybe like toenails and
you both. Add them all together.
Yeah. And then the second one was 28 feet.
So
in total.
The record holder was 28.
Yes.
And to beat the record, we were like, well, we better go 15 feet more.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah. Gross. Cut your fingernails, cut your toenails.
I feel the same.
That is disgusting.
Yes. Exactly.
Somebody has to think there's a record for this and stuff. And they're like, I got this.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Not anymore.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Cut your toenails and fingernails, people. Gross.
I was thinking both hands.
Yeah.
Gross.
What else you got?
Feet. Emily,
that's
what do you think
I have
about
for
that?
Today,
what does Emily think? Hold on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Cut your toenails and fingernails.
Thank you
that's right.
Agreeing.
Thank you for agreeing.
Okay. Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
We got to get you guys to class, but
Wait,
let's quickly.
Say musical.
What?
We never talked about the musical.
Oh, I know.
Yes, that's why he said.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I got scared. I was like,
getting us
no.
back to the thing. I asked the leadership of the choir for their sort of speculation about what the musical might be.
Ah.
I only got sopranos and altos to respond.
Oh.
Somehow, none of the tenors and basses, zero.
There's just a few of them. Maybe that's part of it. There's, you know, there's so
zero
so
responded.
Less of, there's many less of them.
So I put them all together, and here they are.
I think this year's musical will be Once Upon a Mattress because it is an older musical, but one that Harmon himself has never done before. Hopefully, it'll be fun.
Hi, my name is Aislinn, and I'm the secretary for the choir. I think the musical is going to be Peter Pan because it's a new and old musical.
Ah,
I think the 2025 musical is Crybaby. It follows the pattern Harmon seems to follow of doing a more contemporary-styled piece and then a more upbeat piece.
I think the musical will be Seven Brides for Seven Brothers because all of the boys in our choir seem like they could be related, and we have never.
After doing two newer musicals in a row, I think Harmon's gonna do a classic, possibly with another main focus on a male lead, but it's a big mystery.
Mr. Harmon is good at never letting us know his next move when it comes to the musical. I think this year will be a repeat musical, but still fun.
Hi, my name is Lindy Hansen, and I'm one of the event planners on the leadership team. I think the musical this year is going to be Mamma Mia.
I forgot to mention the other conceit of this was that I told them to do that in exactly
30 words.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
We're the 30th.
For the 30th podcast.
Which is why you didn't get any of the boys to respond, because they need their hands and
feet. Can't count higher than four anyway.
It's at least 20. I mean, there's no way they could have gotten to 30, probably.
Ainsley Johnson stole mine.
Interesting.
Did.
Yeah, she told me about it.
But, interesting.
Like, right,
I
mentioned it.
Ava I told today was really funny.
Yeah.
She was like, all the boys seem like they could be related. I was like, that's really funny. That
the look
funny.
On your face, I knew something funny was going to be
said. So what's your prediction?
Okay, so we did a little social media thing, and so I said I'm forced to say Hello Dolly because I feel like I've heard the musical, I've like seen the musical performed, and so I was like, that's pretty good. I like that idea, but I really do want to say Once Upon a Mattress, which I heard you talk about. You didn't really like the music, but well. But I've done Once Upon a Mattress before, and I love it so much. It's like my cup of tea. And so I'm hoping, since you see that right up there.
Cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
right up there.
It's
about
there.
To fall off the, yeah. I mean, it's like at the very end. Here.
Yeah, it's actually going off in the next week or so. Cause,
Bye.
Yeah, you still have to get Anastasia up.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's got to go out in the case.
Go ahead.
My musical prediction is I also am with, I think it's going to be an older one. And so I was doing some research last night as debating what I was going to pick. And my guess is My Fair Lady.
Ooh.
I don't know. I just was like...
Fair guess.
Yes, I was a fair guess.
Lady. Yeah.
I was looking into... I just looked up like musicals. And then it was like 101 of the best musicals. And I was like, I think it will be one that he's done before. Because you mentioned you wanted to do some... You have a lot of new ones that you want to do in your last 10 years. But you also want to do some repeats. And I was like, well, I feel like it's far enough away that we could do it. It's also, I don't know. And so yeah,
I've never directed My Fair Lady.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm. Yeah, you weren't here in 1999.
No, we were going to do it when we did Brigadoon, but we
didn't get that.
That was the one that the rights got pulled. Well, yeah. We got the rights, and then they pulled the rights from everybody.
Right.
So nobody got
Brigadoon. Do this instead.
So I did Brigadoon.
Oh, well, then I was wrong.
That's funny because Brigadoon and My Fair Lady are right next to each other on the wall over there.
But those were Tim.
Before you, yeah.
Yep. My first show is
that what you did? You were just like, you just went back one?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that one, I guess.
Yeah, no, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was panicking. So my first show is 2002, Little Abner up there.
Oh, okay.
Whoops, that's my first show also, but in 2015.
Well, I'll give a hint.
A hint?
Oh,
podcast exclusive.
How about that?
It's going to be...
How about that?
Don't get excited. He's not going to say anything good.
Okay.
Somebody was right.
What?
Somebody was right. Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
Well, only one?
I said somebody.
Somebody.
No way.
Somebody's eyes are watching.
It's very exciting. Okay. Get excited, listeners.
What about that?
I keep telling people, I keep lying to people and telling them that you told us what the musical is already.
So I'm we like, know, I and like, everyone else.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I put my actor face on. I'm like, yeah, he already told us. Like, he accidentally gave something away.
But we, like,
just
swore to secrecy.
Yeah, cut it out.
Yeah. We can't tell anyone.
It's on my computer somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
somebody was right.
Wow.
I'm going to re-listen to the podcast. I'm going to listen for every hint.
Yeah.
Every little look.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell all my friends to listen to the podcast.
I mean, the
now.
Podcast isn't going to come out till Thursday, probably at the that's earliest. True. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. Yay. And then it's just a few days. So yeah. It doesn't
and
matter,
then we'll update you. Well, I mean, by the time you listen to the next podcast, you should probably already know what it is. Because the buzz will be up. But
yeah.
We will
tell
you
about our excitement.
Yeah. The very last day of school.
Oh, are we going to podcast after the concert?
Yes. Oh, after the concert?
The 1 year, remember, we set up and did right after the concert.
I was thinking about that, but I was thinking maybe that would be a lot. And so I had said, let's do the 3rd and the 20th. And you guys said, sure. So sure. I thought maybe that was off the table. But we could do it.
That's fine with me.
I love that.
Like
love that.
A same
short
day.
Little. Yeah. Yeah, a short little. Yeah,
me too,
I was
going to
say maybe a little shorter.
What do I got going on?
Yeah, just some food.
Yeah, I got time. We could do it then.
Great.
We don't have time now, though. So
that's right.
We better let you guys go to class.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Whoever.
It's okay. Same class. Yeah. So we'll walk in together.
Yes.
Mr. Wagner.
Oh, shame, yes.
Mr. Wagner.
Yes.
Sorry.
Listeners, thank you so much for listening to Season 3, Episode 6, the 30th episode of The Choir Corner on wherever you get your podcasts. Please follow us on the socials. Be kind to your neighbor and tell everybody you love them. And we will see you at the winter concert this coming Sunday, Tooth Hurdy, December the 8th at the Nell in the auditorium at the Fremont High School in Nebraska. Not the Fremont High School in Seattle.
Or California.
Or California.
Or California. Don't go to California.
We will not be there.
There are some other Fremonts around. Folks, is there anything else for the good of the order?
The order!
Folks, I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay safe. So long.
Bye. See ya. Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Adios. Hasta la bye-bye.
Au revoir. Da 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 da